It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. The federal government is set to end a provision in the 2018 Farm Bill that allowed for the legal sale of hemp-derived THC products, banning those intoxicating products starting November 12th. But in the stopgap spending bill the Senate is debating this week, lawmakers included a provision that would delay that federal ban by 1 month. The hemp industry has lobbied for that extra month, which would give them more time to work with Congress to try to develop regulations for the products in place of an outright ban. Many Wisconsin business owners are watching this story closely. The state's hemp industry supports nearly 3,500 jobs and an estimated $700 million of economic impact, according to the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association. Most of that comes through consumable products. State lawmakers have introduced bills that would regulate the products and others that would ban them. We're checking in on the latest efforts from Capitol Hill and how producers of THC products in Wisconsin are navigating this uncertainty. Nathaniel Wexel is a healthcare reporter for The Hill who's been covering federal policy changes around hemp and THC products. Nate, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what some people are calling a loophole, Nate, this thing in the last farm bill that has allowed these hemp-derived THC products to be sold, even in Wisconsin, a state that hasn't legalized marijuana-based products. What did that loophole do?
Yeah, so back in 2018, the farm bill removed hemp from the list of controlled substances. This was an effort to try to get some of the agricultural and manufacturing versions of hemp that had been really limited, making it possible for more companies to take advantage of it. So when the Farm Bill basically removed hemp, it legalized the sale of hemp. It legalized the sale of hemp-derived THC products. And then there wasn't a lot of regulation beyond that. So again, it opened up what they were calling this loophole, and companies could make products that they called hemp, but were really synthesized THC products instead. And that ended up being these lots of things like gummies that you could find in convenience stores that were just really high potency marijuana masquerading as hemp.
And Congress then said, whoops, trying to close this loophole. It would end by November 12th. Where is this drive in this big spending bill? This is kind of a must-pass, keep the government open kind of spending bill. Where is this drive to extend that deadline another month coming from?
Yeah, it's really caught a lot of lawmakers by surprise. And it seems to be coming from the White House of all places, which is interesting given that President Trump signed the recriminalization and the hemp ban just a few months ago, last fall. So this seems to be a priority of the Trump administration. They worked with bipartisan members of Congress. So you do see some members in states like Minnesota is a big one. Senator Amy Klobuchar of a Democrat is one of the big pushes behind this one. But again, it's really the White House is the one driving this. Without the White House, Congress wouldn't be taking it up. There are measures being introduced, as I've said, like from Democrats, from Republicans, but the White House is, if they want it done, it's going to get done.
Now, 1 month is 1 month. Is there a thought that, hey, over the course of from November 12th to mid-December, that's enough time to, what, I guess, come up with a regulation plan and leave these products legal?
That's exactly the thought, because come December 11th, there's going to be another deadline, and they're going to have to pass some sort of year-end spending bill to continue keeping the government open. And deadlines and short deadlines produce a lot of quick policy. So the thought is between now and then, they can come up with some sort of regulatory scheme. And if they don't do it between now and then, they can definitely do it. You know, they're going to try to do it within a few weeks of in the winter. So definitely the thought is they want to use this time to come up with something. And there are, you know, there are efforts underway. Lawmakers have come up with different ideas. Each policy is varyingly different. So there are efforts underway and there are people working on this right now.
You've written in the past that one of the biggest obstacles to regulating these products instead of banning them was Republican Kentucky Senator, former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Well, now he's not on the job. There are questions about his health and well-being, whether he will be able to show up anytime soon. Is his absence something that would make this delay and possible regulations more likely?
It's tough to say, again, because if this is being driven by the White House generally gets its way, whether Mitch McConnell is standing there or not. He diminished or not, if he was still around, he's a powerful lawmaker and he has lots of allies. And the thought was he would be able to kind of drag this out a little bit and make it clear that until he's gone, this hemp ban is going to stay in effect and that maybe it gets revisited next year. But it does make it a little bit more complicated and it does up the intrigue level a little bit with him not being around to defend something that he is sort of taken on as a legacy issue for him. He was the one that was responsible for the farm bill in 2018. So he's sort of taken it upon himself to say, well, I want to try to fix what I caused in the first place.
And as we wrap up, Nate, the clock's ticking on this stopgap spending bill. When are we going to have an answer as to whether this delay on this ban is going to happen?
I would say within the next day or two, they're going to have to come to a decision. As you said, the clock is ticking on the spending bill. They need to come to a time agreement. The Senate wants to leave town for the August recess. Jet fumes, the smell of jet fumes is a real motivating factor. So there's probably going to be a vote on an amendment to strip this provision out of the bill. Right now, there's a handful of sponsors of this amendment on the Republican side. Getting a vote on this might be enough to placate them. And then they would stop holding up the process of moving this bill forward. But it seems like it's going to be resolved in the next day or two.
Nate, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Nathaniel Wechsel is a healthcare reporter for The Hill, looking at a ban on THC products derived from hemp could be delayed in a Senate stopgap bill. That ban. What does this mean here in Wisconsin? Amy Yonzer is co-founder and owner of Forward Beverage Company in Wausau. They sell, among other products, THC cocktails, along with other non-alcoholic beverages. Amy, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Can you give us a brief overview of how your business uses the hemp-derived THC products in part of your product line?
Yes, we make them ourselves, and we have them manufactured into our own line of beverages. We also sell that emulsion, that oil and water mixture of the hemp, into other businesses. And then we sell our drinks, and we sell other hemp-derived THC products like chocolates, gummies, pre-rolls from our store.
So what has that been like for you watching what's going on in Congress, knowing that those products you're working with are scheduled to be illegal in November, possibly December if this delay happens? What's that like for you running this business?
80% of what I sell is from hemp. So we're shifting what we're going to do because I can't plan a business when my product is going to be illegal. So it's been very scary, but we're creative thinkers, we're entrepreneurs, and we're not going to let this hurt our business. We're going to shift.
Now, supporters of this ban in Congress and here in the state, we've had some Republican lawmakers try to have our own ban on these products in Wisconsin. They're saying, hey, these are drugs. These are psychoactive substances that have a negative impact on public health. What do you say to lawmakers who want to see this ban happen?
So my husband worked at the toxicology lab for the Cook County Medical Examiner, and they tested 3,500 cases a year for drugs and alcohol to see how people died. They never once tested for THC. It's not something that causes that kind of harm to your body. Alcohol and alcohol poisoning kills more people every day than that. So I would say that hemp needs regulation. It needs to be for people 21 and older, but adults can have that choice to have those products if they want because they are far safer than the other products that we're legally selling out there.
What are you doing to hedge against the risk of these products become illegal? What are you doing at your business?
We are switching to emulsifying kava, which is another plant that helps people feel the relaxation of alcohol, but it is not hemp-derived or hemp-based. And we're also going to clear out the inventory that we have. We just did our last production run. We can sell online. We can sell to our vendors. We can sell from our store. And then once that deadline comes, we're not going to be selling those drinks anymore.
Is it easy to retool to, say, work with kava instead of hemp-derived THC? Is that something that's the flip of a switch, or is that something that takes weeks or months to retool for?
It depends who your people are. I mean, my husband's very intelligent and has been working on this for a while. So for us, it'll be relatively easy. I don't know if other businesses can switch that fast. Some businesses only sell hemp. And if they don't have other things lined up, then they'll go out of business.
Do you think you mentioned the majority of your sales involve hemp, even with the adjustments you're looking to make, is this a threat where you might not be able to stay in business, say, into 2027, if, again, this ban goes into effect?
I'm going to stay in business regardless, but my revenue is going to go down.
And does that mean fewer employees, for example?
It could.
How are you and your colleagues in this industry advocating on this issue? We've got action in Congress. We've had, again, they haven't gone anywhere, but bills in the state legislature going one way or another. What kind of conversations are you trying to have with the people who are deciding on these issues?
Well, we're members of the Wisconsin Coalition for Cannabis Reform. We want to have good legislation that protects our businesses and our consumers and our farmers. So we're advocating to get some legislation passed in Wisconsin as soon as the new year hits. But for a business that like mine, I can't wait until the new year hits. I need to make my changes now.
I'm just curious. You know, we just heard the clock is ticking. We could have an answer within a day or two on at least this ban being delayed. How closely are you watching the news out of Congress this week?
Every day. I mean, that's kind of all I'm doing right now. I'm waiting to see what they can do. But I'm also taking measures into my own hands and not letting legislators in, you know, Washington, D.C. decide how my business is going to work. I got to act now.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Amy Yonzer is co-founder and owner of Forward Beverage Company in Wausau. She's with us today to share how businesses are bracing for the upcoming federal ban on hemp-derived THC products. As we heard earlier, that ban could get bumped back a month in the industry hopes of delaying it forever. Earlier, we heard from healthcare reporter Nate Wexel from The Hill about that effort in the Senate to delay the start of that ban until December. What do you think about this? Are you in this business? Do you think there should be a ban? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.